Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Amen. Wonderful Monday evening. Not a better place to be, except heaven. Amen. So I had heard that there is some snow coming to Michigan finally, and that's awesome. We got a little bit of snow here overnight, nothing like we're used to out here, but it's at least something. And I'm glad to have it. I can hear you. I don't see you. I'm on a different screen right now. Oops. We're having wonderful learning opportunities with our technologies tonight. At least on this side I am. Bye. What a perfect opportunity to learn. As we started the program tonight, I was telling Sister and Brother Dan, I had sloshed my teacup and tea went on my computer, and I went to wipe it off and completely wiped everything off that I had just set up. And that's always fun. So I got to start all over. There's one of those learning opportunities. One, you don't wipe off your computer like that. And two, I just got a little better by being able to do everything again. All right. Yet, it may be very close. Oh, my goodness sakes. A daily walk. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Roger and Sunday on YouTube. Love you guys. So glad you're with us. Okay, now I'm back to the screen and no, we can't see you. You cannot see it. And Blog Talk Radio, yes. Yes, they did. Yes. He's going to be. I prayed for him. Yes. See you good. Can you read? Maybe. As long as you have enough light to read by, we can see you well. I don't know, but he said the fog will begin to remove in your body. By fasting, your body is actually freed up to begin repairing itself in every area, every cell. And yes, he said that fog, and maybe that's what it was, cognitive fog, yeah. And once you look him up too, many other videos will pop up too, and they're all just as good. Is the doctor Asian? No, I believe he is Indian. His descendants are Indian. He's been American his whole life. His name is Dr. Prelip? Yeah. Jamnadas is his last name.
Suresh, they're dying off. So their population goes down. The good guys, their population stays good. In fact, it gets even better because the body wants to preserve those. It uses chemicals to actually feed those bacteria. So there's a dramatic change in fasting in the bacterial program. This has been shown over and over again. The fasting doesn't always benefit.
Saturday and Wednesday, he will have it. Yeah. So it is at 7 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. Right. I believe you have, but they're all good words, so it's okay. I love the word. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because he is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God. My resident teacher. Is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing 100-fold return and more. In my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And there went Pastor. And he'll be back in just a second. It is so funny how all of a sudden the signal just disappears from where he's at. Welcome back. We're glad to have you with us. Amen. Do we have a songwriter in our midst? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you're here. That would help, yes. Yeah. Love you, Scott and Braden. Grant, glad you're here. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Every time I've chased after you, thank you that I always found you. Thank you that you promised to restore the years of my life. And that you have crushed the power of the enemy. And he has no control in my life. I receive vengeance and recompense poured out against the enemy so that everything I should have accomplished, you find a way to get it done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you.
Second Thessalonians 2, what was that?
I was reading
Rebecca's comment. I apologize. Just don't waste your time trying to think what I'm thinking. I barely know myself. That is hilarious. And good word, love. Thank you. Thank you so much for the verses, Rebecca. You're doing a great job with them over there.
Thank you.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
I don't, but I know how many you've given already. Oh, my. Hi, Chris Timmer. It's good to have you with us.
I'm going to go ahead and
Father, in Jesus' name, I walk with you every day. I choose to be like you every day. I choose to be one with you, Father, and worship you and walk with you every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I receive your yoke that is easy and your burden that is light, Lord. I receive in my life today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I am. Okay. Thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I may be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life, to every part of my very being. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. Do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate, on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You've got to quit saying that. You cannot command people. Thank you. For your angels of light to surround them and protect them, and yes, to move the people.
Yeah.